It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in nature, really.
Jerry Mathis pulled his car over in Emmett to refuel and restock the snack bin, prepping for the long drive back to California after watching the once-in-a-lifetime sky show. He'd been prepping for months, learning how to properly photograph the moon overlapping the sun in that brief moment known as totality. Mathis witnessed two partial eclipses before, one as a kid and another when he was stationed in Antarctica, but he says neither is close to what he saw here.
There's nothing to compare to totality. When the light changes, it becomes that darkness. You can see Mercury. I mean, and then the corona is spreading out across the sky.
Both his daughters got to skip school for the event. 17-year-old Sophia says it lived up to the hype.
I've been making fun of my dad for being obsessed and stuff, but like as soon as I saw it, like in my mind, I was just like, this is totally worth all the crazy obsession and the preparation and the packing and the sleeping on the hard ground for a couple days. It was all worth it.
During the two-minute eclipse, she captured the sky's color palette by quickly smearing paint on her fingers and smudging it onto paper. When she gets back home, she says she'll grab the biggest canvas she can find to finish her masterpiece. Now the Mathis family is planning a trip to Argentina or Chile to watch the next total solar eclipse in 2019. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.